Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
These are all people whose music I love. Yeah. You know, I've played on Bright Eyes record, and obviously I've played with Nora. These are all artists I love, and of course I'd love to work with all of them again.
Hearing other artists cover his songs is standard fare for Jesse Harris, but being the writer behind an entire movie soundtrack takes it to another level, and mutual admiration abounds. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Behind names like Once Blue, The Ferdinandos, and Nora Jones, 10-plus years of Jesse Harris songs have leapt into the musical world, anywhere from the small clubs of New York City to the stage at the Grammys. Now, thanks to pal Ethan Hawke, Jesse Harris takes to the silver screen, both as an actor and a songwriter in the movie The Hottest State. And aside from helping score the film, Jesse lent his songs to the soundtrack. So a dream team list of Harris fans lend their voices to his words. Artists like Willie Nelson, Feist, and Bright Eyes. And when Jesse spoke with FUV's John Platt about the sounds of The Hottest State, he also explained why keeping a balance between solo and side work is key.
How did you get drawn into this project?
Ethan Hawke, who I've known for a long time, called me up one day 2 years ago and said he wanted to talk to me. So I wrote a screenplay of my novel.
Right. Had you read the novel?
I had not at that point. Uh-huh. I have now, but I knew what it was about. And he said, you know, the female character in the book, she's a singer, but in the movie, I'm going to need her to sing. So I need some songs. And they need to be original songs. So would you be interested in writing those songs? And then he said, also, there's a small part you could play, and you could sing some songs, too. And then
More interesting each time.
Yeah,
right?
And then he also said, I need to score it. I've got all these sequences of the film that need to be scored instrumentally. And then as we were talking about it, we came up with the idea of asking artists to cover songs of mine. And at least from his perspective, it made the most sense to have just my song, so that even though you had one song, Black Keys, the next song, Feist, for example, right, it would make sense. Somehow there'd be a thread. And if you don't want to see me, you won't lose my trust. And everything that we did, it will stay.
How much satisfaction do you get out of being a member of a band, somebody else's band even, as opposed to being the singer-songwriter leader guy?
Well, I mean, as a side man, being in someone else's group, it's always way more relaxing because you don't have to worry about anything. You can do anything you want. Since you're not singing, you can eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want. But, you know, all the pressure's on them. And so that's always nice, but the sacrifice is that, you know, you're not in control of the music.
Yeah.
I like to do both, but I always find when I'm a sideman, I'm always itching to get back and do my own stuff. I just feel like I have the most control to express what I want to express. Otherwise, you know, how am I going to get these songs out there?
I can still hear you sing. I see you in everything. It's cold today, heading down the highway. Please don't say you're still the same. I'll love you if you've changed.
Big Old House, a song covered by Bright Eyes on the Hottest State soundtrack and performed live in the FUV studios by Jesse Harris. Hear the complete conversation and more in our online archives at WFUV.org.